relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Dear friends, the 2020 election is a record-breaking event in so many ways. Never before have so many Americans voted in an election, with over 140 million going to the polls, mailing their ballots or having them taken to polling centers by ballot harvesters. Never before has a Democrat candidate received as many votes as Joe Biden received. Never before has a Republican candidate, incumbent or otherwise, received so many votes. With President Donald Trump's record-breaking voter base outnumbering even the historic turnout for Barack Obama in 2008. Most impressive of all is the comparison of the voter support for President Trump this year and in 2016, with 10 million Americans voting for the president more than they did 4 years ago. But let's remember the context. Since before he even took the oath of office as commander-in-chief, the president has been under a relentless attack by the mainstream media. The Washington Post, just 19 minutes after he was sworn in, published a piece with this title: "The Campaign to Impeach President Trump Has Begun." 19 minutes after he was sworn in. There was no honeymoon for Donald Trump as president, and in the last 4 years he has been repeatedly accused of being a misogynist, an Islamophobe, a white supremacist, and even an agent of Vladimir Putin's Russia. $40 million of taxpayer money was wasted on the Mueller probe, which found no evidence of quote-unquote collusion. As if that were not enough, as the COVID virus was wending its way across the globe from China to infect millions and kill hundreds of thousands, the Democrat Party Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, thought it would be a good time to impeach the president over a phone call, the transcript of which he had already publicly released. I could continue, but the point is a simple one. No president in modern times, not even Richard Milhouse Nixon, has had to endure such a withering and constant barrage of calumny, inimical media coverage, and the congressional subversion of his presidency. Despite being called a racist, a traitor, again and again, more Americans voted for President Trump this year than they did 4 years ago, by millions. And that is truly remarkable. Would any other establishment politician have fared as well? You know the answer to that question. On top of that, more minority Americans voted for this Republican than any other president or candidate since the 1950s. However, he has not reached the magical 270 threshold of the Electoral College. So what does the future hold? In a stroke of genius, our founding fathers created a system whereby majority rule is not the way we run our country. There has to be an equitable relationship between the votes of rural America and those that live in high concentrated populations such as our urban centers. That is why, in addition to the Electoral College, a state like Hawaii has as many senators in our upper house as a state the size of Texas. And in fact, most Americans, I believe, have no idea that when they fill in that little circle next to the name Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, or Donald Trump and Mike Pence, they don't realize they're not voting for the president or his challenger. They're voting for electors to the Electoral College, which hasn't met yet and won't meet until mid-December. And they cannot vote. There cannot be an Electoral College vote unless the votes are certified by the chief clerk, the state secretary, in the state houses of each state. So, is this just a redo of the year 2000 and the hanging chads? Not at all. Not at all. Why? Because we're not talking about one state and the counting of a few thousand votes. We're talking about numerous states. We're talking about potentially millions of votes. And every single accusation of voter fraud must be investigated, irrespective of who you voted for, simply for the transparency, the probity, and the integrity of our election process. Otherwise, one side or the other, more than 70 million people, will have no faith that this election chose our president fairly. Attorney General Barr has already ordered the DOJ to investigate frauds where they see them. I have no great faith in that. We have seen the Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court in a truly Byzantine, a truly Machiavellian ploy, manage to subvert the GOP's desire to have late ballots separated and segregated and verified as to their relevance and whether they actually are legitimate. So we have institutional problems. As such, the president and his team has an uphill battle. But it is a battle that has to be joined, has been joined, and in which he has a chance, maybe not in the local investigations or even the federal investigations, but in the political side of this debate. Because the question is very simple. Our states, our state houses, not one of which flipped to the left in that foreshadowed, that prophesied Democrat wave. Are those GOP state houses, are those elected officials, the state secretaries, the chief clerks, prepared to publicly certify the elections in battleground states? Are they prepared to risk their political future? on an election that clearly has been marred by dead people voting, by children voting, by more than 9,000 people in Nevada voting who no longer live there. Are they prepared to take that risk? Think of this deadly potential scenario. What do you think happens when it is clear that there was indeed systematic voter fraud, but President Trump doesn't get the legal relief he is owed by Lady Justice because the clock ran out on his petitions or judges simply weren't brave enough to do the right thing? How will more than 70 million Americans who voted for him, many of them highly committed, new and energized voters, react if they feel they have been cheated along with the president? Add to that leading Democrats like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez openly calling for the compilation of MAGA lists with the names of Trump supporters who have to be punished. And we have the very dangerous ingredients for a highly flammable America. Nevertheless, we are owed a fair and transparent election. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. 3 hours of incredible guests, analysis, breaking news. You are, dear listener, calling in with Jim Jordan, Congressman Jordan, Matt Schlapp, one of the president's election team, Jim Hansen, former Green Beret, Andrew Klavan, and next, none other than Breitbart's Matt Boyle.
Hi, this is President Trump, and Sebastian is really a friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's been with me from the beginning. Listen to him. We all learn.
We demand a fair election. Count every legal 2020 vote. We the people demand transparency and an accurate count of our votes in order to ensure the American election process is free and fair. These are the opening words of our verifytheelection.com petition. You can go straight there or go through my website, sebgorka.com. Sign today and show your colors. SEBGORKA.com. It's at the top. Click that banner or just go to verifytheelection.com. Let your voice be heard. This is America First. I'm Sebastian Gorka. And every week he comes in studio. He is the man who knows more about D.C. politics than anyone else. Washington political editor for Breitbart.com. Matt Boyle, welcome back.
Always a pleasure to be here, Dr. Gorka.
All right, we've got to talk about the big picture election, how the legal fight is going. I'm going to give you a pep talk because clearly you need one. This man needs a kick in the pants. But let's talk about Georgia. Let's talk about the Senate. Is the Senate in danger? Is the GOP?
Yes, the Senate majority is in danger. So the Republicans, coming out of last Tuesday, the Republicans have a 50 seat, will have guaranteed 50 seats in the U.S. Senate in January. The Democrats have 48. There are two races in Georgia, both of which are going to a runoff on January 5th. That will determine the majority in the U.S. Senate. So if the Republicans lose both of those seats, it would come down to a 50-50 tie in the U.S. Senate,
which
for the
means
majority, which means that whoever the vice president is in January will be the tie-breaking vote. So either Mike Pence, if Donald Trump's challenges are successful, will be a very busy man next year. Or if the challenges are unsuccessful, Kamala Harris will be a very busy woman next couple of years. So, and again, they will be there to cut the ties over and over and over again on every major piece of legislation. So, and for control of the Senate, for the gavels, for the floor, so on and so forth. So if you don't want the radical left agenda of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, defund the police, etc., all of that, socialism, so on and so forth, taking over the United States Senate, then the people of Georgia need to get out and they need to vote for Senator Kelly Loeffler and Senator David Perdue, because that's the only way to stop them. Is to get those seats back into Republican hands and hold it 52-48.
And why is it so close? Why do we have a runoff in Georgia? What's happened there to that state?
So there's been a lot of things. So first off, the Democrats have poured in an enormous amount of money. There's also a lot of Hollywood presence in Georgia. So, in fact, a lot of television shows and movies and whatnot, they kind of treat Georgia as they're like Hollywood in the South.
Because of the tax breaks and everything else.
They have tax breaks and whatnot that they get from the state government. So there's a lot of leftist influence that's pouring in from Beverly Hills into in California and Los Angeles into in Hollywood into Georgia. And so that's a big part of it. In addition to that, I think you also have a little bit of establishment Republican complacency, right? Like, so Republicans have taken for granted these red states. Every election, the Democrats tell us, oh, we're going to flip Georgia, oh, we're going to flip Arizona, oh, we're going to flip Texas.
Right.
And they never do. And now this time, depending on the recount effort with regard to the president's race, they did. So they came in and they did it. And so I think this serves as a wake-up call for the Republicans. Because look, if you look around the rest of the country, President Trump held together the core of his Electoral College victory from 2016. He won Florida decisively. He won Ohio decisively. He won North Carolina decisively. Iowa decisively. And Maine second district decisively. But the Democrats broke in the back door in Arizona and Georgia. And this needs to be a wake-up call for Republicans. I don't think that regardless of how these challenges go, I don't think that this is bad for the movement at all. Now, I do hope that the president emerges from the challenges victorious, and, you know, you never know, but it's very difficult to do, and he needs a lot of things to go his way.
He needs to get out and do rallies. The legal thing is one thing. I want to see rallies starting next week. What about you, Matt?
I think it could be useful if he gets out there and he presents the evidence that at the rallies. I think that's the key thing here, is proving voter fraud. Proving, you know, this stuff is very difficult to do. You always hear these, like, one-off examples that are easy to prove, like a 150-year-old person, you know, who clearly is not still alive, voting. I think I saw somebody make a joke, you know, that they need to make T-shirts, Civil War vets for Biden, right? Like, but the point here is that, you know, obviously the, you know, you see those, but being able to demonstrate that it's systemic is difficult. And so the president and his legal team are going to have to do that. But again, regardless of how that goes, I think that the big picture here is that the movement emerges from this election stronger. This election was a fundamental sound rejection of the institutional left, of the Democrat Party's core agenda, of everything that they stand for, everything that they campaigned on over the course of the last several years. And
can you say that? Can you, because this is an argument we're hearing. Can you say that if he gets more votes than Donald Trump?
Yes. So Hillary Clinton got more votes than Donald Trump. It's
okay.
Not
so,
about
so
the
where's the repudiation?
Vote. Where's the repudiation?
Of the extreme
okay,
left.
So first and foremost, the Democrats poured in hundreds of millions of dollars into U.S. Senate battles everywhere from South Carolina to Kentucky to North Carolina, which now has been confirmed that Senator Tom Tillis won, to Maine, to Montana, to Iowa, in so many other places, and they failed in most of these places. They did take Colorado, but they were expected to do that. They did take Arizona's Senate seat, but again, they were expected to do that. So they massively underperformed their expectations. Then House races. So in House races around the country, Republicans were projected to lose
yes.
5 to 10 seats by the Cook
right.
Political Report, more by other prognosticators. In fact, on election night, Fox News projected that the Democrats were going to keep the House and gain 5 to 10 seats. How wrong were all of them, including Fox News, on election night with that projection? I think that's worse than their Arizona projection.
Really?
Yeah, because what's ended up happening is the Republicans are when the dust settles on a few of these outstanding races. There's a few that haven't been called yet around the country. And literally on my way here, Max Rose, Democrat from Staten Island, conceded his race finally. So that was one of the outstanding ones. But when the dust settles here, the Republicans will have picked up, approximately a dozen or so seats. Like, it's they're leading in all of the outstanding battlegrounds.
And how in right trouble, because we're hearing these stories in the last 48 hours, how in trouble is Nancy Pelosi?
In serious trouble. So to get a majority in the House, you need 218 votes. The Democrats will have anywhere from 221 to 223 or so, 221, 222, 223. That means 3 to 5 Democrats can block her from, A, becoming Speaker. But even if they don't do that, they can block her from passing legislation if they join with the Republicans and vote no. And this is what the Freedom Caucus did to John Boehner, if you remember. So I think that, but the Freedom Caucus needed to cobble together like 30 votes when they were doing it to Boehner. Against Pelosi,
the squad can stop her. It's going to get interesting in the House. We're talking to Matt Boyle. His boss says he's going to order him to get back on Twitter. In the meantime, tag him, mboyle1, breitbart.com, every single day. Bookmark it. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Don't touch that dial. FDNY firefighter Stephen Silver gave his life while saving others on 9/11. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. I'm asking you to support this cause that's committed to honoring our nation's heroes and ensuring people never forget 9/11. Help Tunnel to Towers to do good. Donate $11 a month at t2t.org. That's T. The number 2, T.org. T2T.org. Thank you.
The government has declared him essential. Sebastian Gorka.
Are you a fan of Glenn Beck? Wait, don't answer that question. First, go to MyPillow.com. Use our relationship here. You're a friend of mine, and that's why Mike Lindell's going to give you more than 60% off the pillow that never gets hot, never loses its shape, guaranteed for 10 years, 51 million sold, and he's going to get it to you, not for $69.98, for $29.98. That's remarkable. Just because you listen to America First, support Mike Lindell. Go today. It's the pillow the president loves. My whole team uses it. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A, or call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. You will not regret it. We are back with Washington political editor for the most influential conservative website on the planet. It's Breitbart.com, and he is Matt Boyle, mboyle1 on Twitter. You said you hadn't seen this clip. It popped up on my YouTube feed yesterday. It was about a 9-minute video by Glenn Beck. I'm just going to show you a fraction of it. It's just 60 seconds long. He based this, I think, on John Solomon's analysis from Monday. Super important point. Play video cut 6.
Mail-in ballots are historically rejected. Tens of thousands are usually rejected. In Pennsylvania, the rate is always about 1%. If you're the first time filling out the ballot, that goes up to 3%, usually in Pennsylvania. It's usually due to human error, not filling it out correctly. In 2016, 266,208 mail-in ballots were cast in Pennsylvania. 2,534 were rejected. That's just under 1%. So what was it this year when all these people did it for the very first time? Should be 3%. No, this year rejected the mail-in ballots was almost 30 times lower in Pennsylvania. Out of over 2.6 million ballots, they only found 951 that were bad. Yeah, that is really good. That's a rate of 0.03%. But don't worry, nothing to see here.
I'm here to encourage Matt Ball. Matt Boy, come on. The legal case was just made. What a joke.
100%. By the way, I'm not disagreeing with the president moving forward with his legal
challenge. But you seem to have lost energy.
No, I'm saying that it's very hard to see that the result being overturned. I think the president needs to pursue this for transparency purposes.
But why do you think it's hard to overturn the result?
Just because we've seen this play out throughout history. I think there's been something like 40 or something challenges in the last 10 years or so. I forget the exact numbers off the top of my head. And we've only seen like three or so, or it's been hundreds of challenges. Three or so in statewide elections, like two Senate races and one governor's race, never has a presidential race been overturned at the top of the ticket. So again, the big picture here is for transparency purposes and for reform purposes, the American people watched what happened that week last week, right? They saw the Democrats do this all week long. It wasn't normal. Everybody knows that when you vote, you're supposed to have the results on election night. And people know that there was something wrong when they were watching it play out over the course of the week. And the only person gaining was Biden and the Democrats, right? So they know that there was something wrong with this. The Democrats will never be able to do this again. They used they actually abused emergency powers at the Democrat state level by the governors and secretaries of state in these various states to engage in this behavior. And now the Republican-led legislatures in these states need to get engaged in the game. In Pennsylvania, there's a Republican legislature. Michigan, there's a Republican legislature. Wisconsin, there's a conservative court in Wisconsin. All of these places need to get engaged now, and that we need to make sure that this never happens again. So the big picture here is the president should continue his pursuit of the challenges here. Without the goal of trying to overturn the result, but with the goal of trying to get transparency and accountability for what happened here, because every legal vote should count in our elections and no illegal vote should ever count in our elections.
I have one comment. He may be right that never before has a federal presidential election been overturned, but I'd add something as well. Never before in the history of our republic did we elect a non-politician, a non-retired general to be president, as I've said many times before on this show, in the age of Trump. Anything is possible. Read him every single day. Matt Boyle, mboyle1 on Twitter. Bookmark Breitbart.com and let's post that article, the 14 most important websites you can trust every day on our Twitter and Facebook feeds. I'm Sebastian Gorka. The call board is full and I didn't even mention the phone number. It's 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Judy, Sally, Kathy, Antoinette, Melanie. My gosh, it is ladies' night here on America First. We're going to get to your calls momentarily. Coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. If you're suffering with pain, which has responded to nothing else, you must try this incredible product that has relieved me of my lower back pain that has plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. Just listen to Yvonne from California. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Wow. Don't you deserve to find out if it could work for you like it works for me, Yvonne, and thousands of your fellow Americans? Of course you do. Go to relieffactor.com right now. Order the 3-week quick starter pack and you will know if it works for you like it works for so many of your fellow Americans. Call 800-500-8384. You've waited long enough. 800-500-8384. Like the president says at his rallies, what have you got to lose? Relieffactor.com. Do it now.
Knee-deep in the swamp. First place in your hearts. America First with Dr. G.
Thank you kindly. Have you signed the petition? Come on, guys. You need to do it. It's the Verify the Election petition. You can sign it right now if you go to my website, sebgorka.com. We want to send a message. Here are the demands. Audit and canvass the 2020 votes so they are legal and valid. Audit, investigate, and prosecute suspect, duplicate, and fraudulent ballots. Investigate computer software, quote, glitches, and remedy, quote, clerical errors. Demand the rules of the game stay consistent for every election cycle. That's our petition through Salem. Do it now. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A. Right at the top is the Verify the Election petition. Hit it and join us and send a message to those who wish to steal our election. We are live streaming right now. If you are watching us on live stream, hello. Did you hit that like button? Come on, thumbs up. We want to break the record. Makes a big difference for us, and we love you for doing it. It's so easy. I mean, what? Are you going to perspire? Is it going to hurt your thumb to do it? Just do it. If you're not watching us, if you're not subscribed, why not? What are you waiting for? A gilt-edged invitation? Consider this your invitation. Go to YouTube, America First, Sebastian Gorka. Hit the subscription and the like button. And also the notification bell twice, and you'll never miss a thing. We are blowing... What? Where's Eric? Where's that chappy? Eric!
Yes, Dr. G?
How many views so far on our YouTube channel?
21 million.
I missed a million. Where did that million come from? Superlative. 21 million views already. Why aren't you a member of that club? Join today and don't forget to like and subscribe to everything else we do. Our Facebook page, our Twitter, Seb Gorka on Twitter, S-E-B-G-O-R-K. But enough about what we provide you. Let's talk about you. Brooklyn, Judy, line one.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
You're a bit low energy today, Judy. What is going on, Judy? Did you not have your Vegemite this morning?
No, Vegemite with Marmite. Vegemite. I love it with bread and butter.
I had my Marmite like this morning. I'm full of B12. Yes, of course.
No, I think you have more than just that. But anyway, Dr. you crack me up. Dr. Gorka, no,
yes.
This is serious business. We're in a crisis, okay? They stole it from President Trump. He won it November 3rd. No question. Okay. So here's the deal for me, Dr. Gorka.
Yes.
Putting aside Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell and all the other great attorneys that are working so hard to get to the bottom of all this voter fraud fiasco and bogus ballots, you know, with all the sorts of criminality, putting that aside, which is great, okay, due to the fact that there's this unjust Justice Roberts, okay, who I do not trust at all, okay?
Good.
So due to that fact, all right, the only thing that would satisfy me, Dr. Gorka, would be to have a new election, a redo election, total transparency in 6 states, Nevada, Georgia, Arizona, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, say like in a month from now, mid-December, that would only satisfy me and probably 70 other million, and then it would shut up the other people because I know he won, and I think that's what should happen because I'm afraid of Justice Roberts over there. I really am.
No, I agree, and I love the title, Unjust Justice Roberts. But who's going to make them redo the election, Judy?
Okay, look, you know, get all the lawyers together. Let him take all the stuff that they're getting, Rudy Giuliani, Sidney Powell, all these people, Pam Bundy, and all, you know, Victorian, and, you know, and bring it to him ever and say, look here, it's very hard to pinpoint exactly what, because they threw out ballots, you can't get them, they destroyed evidence, there's a lot of stuff. And for the sake of all the American people and for the unity of the American people, because one half will not believe the other, either way, all right? So that's what they have to do.
No, but
that's,
I get it, Judy. But listen to the question. Who's going to make them redo the elections?
I don't know. Who's strong enough? AG Barr? I don't know. Who?
It's not how it works. You can't. Attorney General Barr, who's missing in action and has just completely failed, he's not going to do it. And in fact, he couldn't. The Attorney General can't order a state of the republic to redo an election, the only way that would occur is if there were a Supreme Court decision, which you rightly pointed out is not going to happen, at least under the current Chief Justice, who has already maneuvered Pennsylvania into a position where they have co-mingled the ballots. What I'm saying, Judy, is an easier option. It's not the... Yes, Rudy, Pam, everybody else has to keep fighting the legal battles because it's essential, because we need to have the verified evidence of voter fraud, dead people voting, kids voting, out-of-state residents voting, the actual filling out of ballots by poll station workers. It's crucial to making the case, but the case must be a political case. And it's far easier to do the following. You don't need a court mandate to do the following. You don't need the Supreme Court to do the following. The states that you mentioned, which have Republican state houses, must be sent a message by the president and the more than 70 million Americans that voted for him, more than 10 million that voted for him 4 years ago, that you must not and you cannot verify and certify the elections. That's all they need to do. If enough of the key battleground states where we have thousands of reports of irregularity and crimes committed say, in the interests of not certifying a clearly problematic result, we refuse to certify. If they refuse to certify, guess what? Nobody, not sleepy, creepy Joe Biden, and not the president, gets the 270 mandated electoral college votes. And then what happens? It's called an extraordinary election. The beautiful constitutional remedy, the House of Representatives in D.C. chooses the next president by party delegate vote from state to state. And right now we have the lock on that. When it comes to GOP state delegates, we have 28, they have 22. That is doable. That's what I'm recommending to the White House. You do the legal battle, but at the end of the day, this is a political fight. God bless you, Judy. Don't go anywhere. Antoinette, Sally, Kathy, Melanie, this is America First, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. Don't listen to me. Listen to the others, the tens of thousands of Americans who are taking this drug-free product right now. See their incredible video testimonials at Relief Factor, or listen to Reggie from Florida. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Wow. That could be you. That could be you. What are you waiting for? Call them right now. 800-500-8384. Order your 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. $19.95. Do you know how much that is on a day-by-day basis? Less than a dollar. What can you get for less than a dollar? I tell you what. Potential liberation from your pain. What are you waiting for? Relieffactor.com. Relieffactor.com.
The truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. That's Dr. G's specialty, America First.
She called last week and now she's back from California. Antoinette, line 4, welcome.
Thank you, Dr. G, and thank you to your wonderful staff. And I have signed up petition. Everybody
thank
needs
you.
To go on back on and sign that petition.
Verify the election.com. Verifytheelection.com, or just go to my website, sebgorka.com, and click the tab at the top. Thank you, Antoinette.
That's it in a nutshell. So, last Thursday, you were so gracious. Anyway, I got to tell about our rally on Friday, which we're doing it again tomorrow. So many people asked for me, but we had like a quadruple show up. people showed up, but here's the most magnificent part. And we did this in Newport Beach at the corner of Pacific Coast Highway and MacArthur Boulevard, which we're doing it tomorrow again from 4 until 7, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. So a man, as I was walking to go out to the corner there, a man yelled at me, says, "Miss." I got strong because people have flipped us off and done everything else. I said, "Yes." He goes, "I want to thank you and the rest of you women for your bravery." I said, "Sir, our life is on the line with this vote." He says, "I am from Iran, and you, with what you guys are doing, I just donated $5,000 to the defense fund for our president." I'm sorry. It just touched me so.
This is a gentleman who's an immigrant from Iran, and he saw you, yes. and he donated $5,000 to the president's defense fund?
Because he saw us there, and he heard me with you, talking with you on the radio. So thank you.
No, Antoinette. America says thank you to you.
We're the warrior women in Orange County, California, and we're not giving up.
The warrior women. So hang on, let's get this right. We want to have your forces expanded. We want to have 10 times more patriots there. So this is the corner of PCH and MacArthur Boulevard, 4 to 7 tomorrow. Is that right?
Yes, sir. That is, Dr. Gorka.
All right.
That is absolutely correct.
You heard this warrior woman. If you are in the area, if you're in California, if you're in Los Angeles, the corner of PCH and MacArthur Boulevard, 4 to 7 Friday afternoon, local time. Show your support for the president. Listen to that story. If we have more Antoinettes, if we have more of those individuals like that gentleman who saw her, heard her on the show, and then gave $5,000 to the president, we can do anything. And remember, this is the age of Trump. We will be back with Congressman Jim Jordan, Matt Schlapp, who's on the front lines, Jim Hansen, Andrew Klavan, and so much more.